I hate to sit down. I'm just grumbling at the microphone. Okay. It's nice to be here tonight. Hello. My poetry thematically probably follows four themes that interblend all the time, but I'm going to kind of read you something from each little group, I think, tonight. This one is from my chapbook, Spent. It's an ekphrasis poem. I looked at the poem by Andrew Wyeth, which is called Her Bedroom. It's a beautiful kind of seascape. I think you'll catch the actual movement of the water and the vision in the poem. And then, of course, we always personalize, or maybe not always. Okay, this is called Shells on Sill. Every day, I wake to see our history on windowsill of my bedroom. 12 small shells, delicate, fragile as love, one for each year together. Angular sun casts shadow rhombi of panes across wooden table and a sea-bleached conch shell. Can its pink chamber hold 12 years of ocean? Beyond window lies marsh, then bay, then sea. You are as lost to me as a whaler to his widow, watching and waiting. Okay. This was inspired by my granddaughter on her first birthday. Today, they always want the child to smash the cake, which is barbaric in my opinion, but so they now have these little things called smash cakes. And they basically want their child to attack it. Well, my granddaughter, it was a lovely little cake. She didn't want to touch it. I actually have a little video of it I caught. And she was just very delicate, and she tried, but she couldn't do it. She just withdrew. So this is a poem that was prompted by this, and it's called First Bite. Yearling child, she does not want to touch it, to taste it, the sweet confection set before her on her birthday. Not yet aware of siren song of sugar, the decadence of bliss explosive on the tongue, she hesitates to touch the unfamiliar. Perhaps there is a nascent wisdom in her contemplation, although she has not feasted on a love destined to sour. Soon enough, she too will make her choices from a menu we cannot foresee. May she exercise her present caution as she lifts her fork to take first bite. Somebody has to tell me when I reach the end of my time. I live in a small river town. My town is a plateau, and then it plunges down to the river. I love to watch the children as they play, and so I just happened to glimpse this one afternoon when I was walking, and it's called Under the Bridge. Down, down the path that plunges to the river, daring children seek the sandy shore. Here, they will loft stones in lovely arcs, gauge their strength and skill by distance, not by grace and form. Yet, as I watch from high above, I recognize within their dance a poignant, awkward beauty. Okay, I tend to write about mental health, illness. I hope none of you have had depersonalization, which is a really horrible thing where if you've had it, you don't feel as if you're in your body. So, but you learn to live with it and deal with it. So here it is. It's called Outside In. It's okay. You may think that you're not here, feel that you're not you, but you are, and you are. Deep breaths. The wall of glass that just slammed down between you and your friend across the Starbucks table, it's just in your head. She sees you, and yes, it's you she's talking to. Deep breaths. You learn to hide your disruption. Just say the next thing that seems required to keep up your end of the conversation. Make an excuse to head home early. Deep breaths. On your side of the glass, you're screaming. Honestly, no one sees it. You just look distracted. And how about in the grocery aisle when it seems like a halogen light has come on? Everything is so glaring bright and cereal boxes stand out in stark relief to retracting shelves they sit on. By the way, don't worry about stuffing yourself back into your body. You're still in it, although your own perspective may be a little bit different right now. Deep breaths. And let's see. All right, coping is nature helps, nature's therapeutic, nature is spiritual, beautiful, and that's one of the areas where I find strength. So this is called Eavesdrop. I hike, and this is one of my very favorite places to hike. Eavesdrop, cool and sheltered. Today the summer woods provide a respite from the heat of day and racing of my fevered mind. I felt its onset as I woke, already anxious and afraid of what the day would bring. As always, I cannot predict the course or length of time of episodic highs and lows. I only know that I must go, although reluctant, to face the world outside my door, to make my way to wooded trails that calm me, even if for just a while. Often here, in beauty separate from uneven, sometimes ugly daily life of ups and downs, my spirit rests. This green space of trees and creeks teems with woodland birds that I have learned to look for. Most of them I cannot name, it does not matter. In this season, early morning is the time they break from shade, this blessed time when I can join them, before the hot and humid air will chase us back to separate places. If I could perch on leafy branches, eavesdrop on their conversations, shelter always in this leafy green, might this peace I feel right now last forever. I have one more. Do I have time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sestinas are really hard. I've written two, so I decided to share this one. And because it kind of relates to the way I feel about so many things, it's called The Subtle Sacred. How does the spirit flower? Where is the divine? We look at every angle resistant to love's reach, unaware that only when caught are we truly free to discover. What is there to discover? Look at each part of a flower where the subtle sacred is caught. Small mysteries shine divine when we have faith to seek and reach to find God's geometry in every angle. Light takes that certain angle, illuminates what we must discover. God is never out of reach. From thorny branch, the rose flowers, the ordinary reveals the divine. In simple things can truth be caught. Time moves inexorable, never caught. Clocks travel on in measured angles. Blind, we struggle to divine mysteries still undiscovered. By faith, not will, does grace flower. Our grasp does not exceed our reach. In darkness, frightened children reach, sure their hands will be caught. Surrounded in love, the soul flowers. Pain and loss intersect at an angle that opens possibility to discover what sight alone cannot divine. In stillness, we hear and feel the divine. Faith will find us as we reach. In ignorance, we can discover all around us love is caught, taught by missionary angels to let the seed of faith flower. Stumbling, we discover the divine. The spirit flowers as we reach, caught safe in Trinity's sacred angles. That's it.
Thank you.